This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's the day after Christmas, the biggest returns day retailers will face of the entire year, but those U.S. retailers are enjoying their best holiday sales in years. The early data showing that sales shot up at their strongest pace in at least 6 years. MasterCard reporting consumers spent more than $850 billion this holiday season. The El Paso sector of U.S. Customs and Border Protection now ordering an immediate medical assessment of the approximately 700 kids in its custody. Reports are the action comes after a second child from Guatemala died while under its protection. The 8-year-old was checked out of a hospital after being diagnosed as having a cold, but he died a short time later. A 7-year-old girl died while in Border Patrol custody a few weeks ago. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root, and through my longtime affiliation with the Libertarian and Republican parties, I've learned a thing or two about how politics and the economy really work. The writing's on the wall. All signs point to a major shift in investing as we know it. If you haven't started buying precious metals, you need to. Call now to order the Wayne Allyn-Root Precious Metals Investors Package, which includes 6 different silver coins from major mints around the world for only $99. Call 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-GOLD. That's 800-885-4653.
Look, I know this isn't the first MyPillow spot you've heard, and if you don't have yours yet, what are you waiting for? MyPillow stays cool, keeps its shape all night long. You can toss it in your washer and dryer, and it's like new again. Made in the USA, comes with a 10-year warranty and a great money-back guarantee. If you don't love your MyPillow, you have till March 1st to return it. How about that? Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA and get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price, plus shipping. That's MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA.
Federal workers affected by the ongoing partial government shutdown using the hashtag #ShutdownStories to vent their frustrations. The lapse in federal funding's affected a quarter of the government, about 800,000 workers, many who won't be getting paid or worried about whether they'll be able to pay their Christmas bills on time. Japan makes a controversial move that's spurring international condemnation.
Japan has announced it's withdrawing from the International Whaling Commission in order to resume commercial killing of the protected animals. Japan says the hunting will be limited to their country's territorial waters and economic zones. The commission had rejected Tokyo's request to resume commercial whaling. Japan has long maintained against scientific evidence that most whale species aren't endangered and that eating whale is a part of the Japanese culture. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Next month's annual Women's March in Chicago has been called off. Local organizers saying they canceled the event because of the time and the cost required, but that local chapter has also been distancing itself from the national group after one of the group's leaders attended a Nation of Islam event in Chicago, where Louis Farrakhan made comments perceived to be anti-Semitic. The annual January March has drawn thousands of people the last 2 years. Britain is planning to forbid the sale of puppies and kittens at pet shops nationwide there in an effort to crack down on animal abuse. The British government says it will be rolling out such legislation next year after holding public consultations, what we would call public hearings here in the colonies. They say some of those that were already held indicated about 95% of British residents support such a ban. And a Florida couple still stunned by what their son gave them for Christmas after Brady Singer got a $4.25 million bonus signing with the Kansas City Royals of Major League Baseball last summer after he wound up his career at Florida as the best college baseball player. Well, the first round draft pick used some of the money to pay off every cent of his parents' debts. a video of mom and dad crying as they read the letter from him making that announcement has gone viral. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You didn't think they'd get away with it, did you? Bill Martinez live.
Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. A real special time we have right now. Whenever we can talk with Dinesh D'Souza, it is special. It is for me, I guess, because I just so respect where he's coming from. Being an immigrant to this country, looking at it and seeing the light of liberty shining forth from his homeland, he says, gosh, that's where I want to be. That's where I think dreams are made of, is in the country of America. And he comes here, and as an immigrant with this background and experience having grown up in India, he sees where America is starting to let go of its precious values that keep that bright light of freedom shining. And he's been a voice, maybe at times probably feels like a voice in the desert, crying out to the people saying, wait a minute, you guys are missing the mark here. What we're going to talk about is his movie, which is now on DVD, Death of a Nation. Deathofanationmovie.com is where you can go for more information. A movie that did well, all things considered, in the box office. And I say all things considered because, you know, in this environment today, anything conservative. In fact, Dinesh, I will tell you that I posted a tweet. I retweeted something that you had sent out, and my Facebook was closed down. So if I'm going to be met with resistance, certainly the kind of resistance you've been met with and that you're used to these days is quite extraordinary.
My gosh, yeah. There's a chill wind of intolerance out there. I see it in the campus now, where at a recent talk I gave in Michigan State, a student stands up and starts screaming the F word at the top of his lungs, just drowning out what I was saying, and the whole audience is yelling at him to stop, but he continues for about 5 minutes before being dragged out by security. So this kind of effort to shut people down, not hear them out, it's a long way from the atmosphere of civility and debate that we would hope we could expect, particularly on a university campus.
Exactly. Well, to your point, last week I was able to see your presentation at American University, and I thought the way you predicated the whole situation was so right on. You used the example, you said, well, it's kind of like growing up being told these are your parents, and then as a young adult you're told these aren't your parents, and in a sense you've kind of been living a lie, you know, throughout your life. It's quite a shock to the psyche, is it not?
Yeah, I mean, I think part of what I'm trying to communicate to these young people is that when you're an immigrant and you've grown up in a different culture, you come to America in a sense asking different questions than the left asks now. The left will say things like, where's the social justice in America? How come that guy earns more than I do? And the question that the immigrant asks is a little different question, which is that, how do you take a country like America, which was, you know, in the year 1800, America was actually one of the poorest countries in the world. Most people had to farm 12 hours a day just to make ends meet. Very short time went to being the richest country in the world, which it has now been for over 100 years. Now, how does a country go from being poor to being rich? How does a country create opportunity, not just for the rich guy, but for the ordinary guy? You know, what's the secret to making most of the rest of the world still hasn't figured that one out. So these kinds of questions young people haven't even thought about. And so when you say these things to them, it literally is discombobulating, because it goes against the propaganda that is drummed into their heads and has been drummed into their heads really since elementary school.
Well, in Death of a Nation, you pointed out these incongruities and the rewrite of American history. Of course, you did, again, I thought, quite brilliantly on the campus there. I mean, you're talking to, you know, supposed intellectuals, or at least wannabe intellectuals. They're there in academia to enjoy the privilege of study and education and learning. What a grand opportunity. But if you shut your capacity to learn down because of ideology, you really kind of short-circuited the opportunity, have you not?
Well, a lot of these young people don't know what they, quote, know to be true is the product of an ideology. Because, of course, that ideology doesn't wear its name on its sleeve. And so, for example, much of what we study as, quote, history is, in fact, progressive history. Because progressives came to power in America in academia and the media and Hollywood starting in the 50s and 60s, and they were completely dominant by the 80s and 90s. So they write the history books. They decide what goes on the History Channel. They write the entries in Wikipedia. And so when young people go, oh, I saw this in Barnes & Noble, and there it was on the History Channel and on NPR, yeah, therefore it's true, they don't realize, wait a minute, it's the same type of people with the same sorts of biases that have spun this narrative that you take to be true. And all these various sources aren't corroborating each other. They're echoing the same angle of vision in the first place.
Yeah, exactly. Well, in my studies, Dinesh, it goes back for me, when I was looking at it, to the early 20th century. Progressives made a concerted effort to take over academia. It was a process, and they took over public education, and meanwhile, it just ran away with itself because, as you said, and especially in that period of time, you know, early America was very busy. They're trying to survive. They're working their butts off, and they didn't have time to really keep an eye on what was going on. They just thought, you know, for the most part, that everything that had to do with America was going to be looking out for the best interests of America. But meanwhile, there was this, you know, this ideology that was forming and taking root, and it was very calculated, was it not?
Well, this is a very serious political problem today, which is that the entrepreneurial class is preoccupied with business, with the machinery of business. The company, you may say, work, and pays almost no attention to the infrastructure of technological capitalism that is needed to enable your company or your entrepreneurial venture to succeed. And so the left is very busy undermining that infrastructure, and yet the people who have the greatest stake in defending it are inattentive to it. It's almost like you moved out west with your family in a covered wagon, and there are outlaws now that want to, you know, want to come in and take your property and rape your wife and steal your kids. But you don't realize it's really important to invest in some fences and some gunslingers to protect your land, because there are bad guys out there. That's going culture, but the people who need to defend are not doing it.
Well, if we're not aware, as it has been said many times, of history, then you're doomed to repeat it. But it seems that what's being repeated here in America is maybe what has been repeated elsewhere. We're bringing, you know, we're bringing Europe, the like the ills of Europe, you know, and maybe some of the, you know, the experiences that you had as a child growing up, it's like we're bringing that into America. And I guess that's really tough for you to see, because you're seeing all the warning signals and you're trying to get people's attention to say, can't you see it? And for some reason, there seems to be a mind block on it.
Well, I come from a country, as most countries are, where there's a lot of gangsterism in politics. You know, if you're a political opponent, they try to go after you. They audit your taxes. They try to get your bank statements. They try to lock you up, so you can't pose significant opposition. For America, I was actually struck by the cleanliness of American politics. I was never naive about it, but I thought fundamentally American politics is clean. The two different sides regard each other as opponents. They don't regard each other as political enemies, and it would no more dream, like Jimmy, no more locking me up than, say, you know, Ronald Reagan would want to lock up Michael Moore. Just these thoughts wouldn't even enter their heads.
Exactly. We've got to go to break. We've got more from Dinesh D'Souza after this. Stay with us.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
You may need this herbal tea for relief right away, so write this down, drmillersclinic.com. If you take meds, then suffer stomach distress, constipation, indigestion, acid reflux, and bloating, and nothing else helps, get Dr. Miller's Holy Tea or Super Holy Tea, a cleansing, detoxifying herbal tea now available at great rates direct from Dr. Miller's office. Call or click 888-660-7039 or drmillersclinic.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
conversation with best-selling author Dinesh D'Souza continues. Dinesh, you and Gerald Molan teamed up again. Gerald, of course, the Academy Award-winning producer, to give us Death of a Nation, that is now available on DVD just in time for the holiday season. And the thing about the truth is that it always is there, and it's eager to be exposed. And maybe now we'll have a better opportunity to be exposed to your movie. Other members of families that missed out and seeing it on the big screen will now have a chance to enjoy it at home, and it could be a perfect stocking stuffer, as they say, for the season. Death of a Nation, why did you feel compelled that you needed to do this movie?
Well, ever since Trump's election, the two issues of racism and fascism have been swirling around and, in fact, have been drowning out legitimate policy debate. So the left says Trump and the conservatives, they're the party of fascism, they're the party of racism. And this movie asks the question, really? Let's look at it not just historically, but let's look at it today. Where is the real racism in America today? Who are the people today who are doing fascist-style tactics? Who are the people who are shouting down speech, running people, trying to get people fired from their jobs? Who are the people who are using the state against political opponents? Who are the people who are trying to colonize private business and put it under the test of the state? Because this is the actual definition of fascism: state control over the private economy and state control over the lives of citizens. So who's actually doing that in America? Is that coming from the right or the left? So, yeah, very proud of the movie. More people these days prefer to watch at home. The movie is available not only on digital streaming, you know, through iTunes or Amazon, but it's also available in physical DVD from Redbox or Walmart or wherever.
Well, it seems, as you say, because of the, you know, public shaming and the bullying that's been taking place in the political square, in the market, public square today, that some things like this, I mean, and this is what we have to be careful about, is that, you know, things of value and morality and of quality of life are starting to be pushed underground, which is what happens in these third world countries when fascists take over, does it not?
Well, the essence of all this, I think, the real change that I've seen in my own lifetime, I'm a product of the Reagan years, the 80s, is the creeping lawlessness. And not only the creeping lawlessness, but the embrace of that lawlessness by a major political party. So in the past, for example, Democrats might realize, gee, if we can get some illegals to vote, it's going to help us. But the Democratic Party wouldn't dare to openly praise law breaking or climbing over, coming in a caravan and just storming the gate. But now they do. Similarly, the idea of, like, for example, of counting invalid votes, votes that don't conform to law. The Democrats would never dream of openly saying, well, yeah, if somebody didn't fill out the ballot or they turned in the ballot 3 days late, or we'll send the ballot for you. I mean, this kind of corruption occurred, but the idea that it would be publicly defended, that lawyers would ask judges to okay such ballots, that's kind of unprecedented. For shouting down a speaker. The Democrats were, in fact, with the idea that they would say that you can drown out speakers or threaten people who don't agree with you. We have to, quote, confront our opponents at restaurants and hound them out. This kind of thuggery, I think, is now becoming, unfortunately, an element of American politics, and it's a depressing turn for the worse.
And, of course, the mainstream media has not been doing their job. They've been MIA here, Dinesh, on all these issues because of their vitriol and their view towards Donald Trump. I mean, they can't disengage from that. They're just so irritated and angry over Donald Trump that they cannot see how they're needed in the marketplace. I've maintained the reason that they've continued to lose subscription and lose audience in that is because they have abandoned their main reason to exist, which is to document history. And they're doing it very poorly these days.
Well, they're a propaganda wing of the political left. I mean, Trump calls enemies of the people, but I think it's probably more accurate to say they're enemies of the truth. They're enemies of any modicum of political balance. The same people who were complete groveling sycophants to Obama are hypocritical toward Trump, and yet they you know, it's one thing to be that way. At least admit it. Say, okay, fine. You know, I loved Obama. I cover up crimes that the guy committed. Whereas with Trump, I'm trying to get him on anything. At least admit it. But no, these guys like Jim Acosta pretend, oh, no, no, we're just doing our jobs. We're just being neutral. We're not on any side. Don't say we belong to a side. This flagrant hypocrisy is a little hard to take.
Mm-hmm. Well, it is the hypocrisy is so passionate on their side. They can't see it, Dinesh. And I think that's what you were telling the students at American University. They're so blind to their own hypocrisy that, you know, if you hear it enough, you begin to think, okay, what's wrong with me? Why am I seeing it this way? Am I a conspiracy agent here? Or am I disengaged from the truth myself? Because I found myself on several occasions here in the recent years going, wait a minute, before I get carried away here, let me make sure I am seeing this correctly.
Yeah, and I think that as a writer and as a filmmaker, I have to do this all the time. When I'm researching facts, FDR praising Mussolini, and I go, wow, I never heard that before. And then I see Mussolini praising FDR, and I'm like, wow, they didn't teach me that at Dartmouth. And then I find the Nazi newspapers are praising the New Deal and praising FDR, quote, because he is a fascist. And I go, wow, I've never even seen this in the History Channel or anywhere. So am I getting this wrong? Am I missing something? Is this like I've got to check out the credibility of the sources that I'm seeing this? And then I realize that they are credible. It's the progressives have swept this information under the carpet. They don't put it in the history books. And so there's a certain kind of self-questioning that is part of learning and maturity. And a lot of that is unfortunately not going on in our public debate today.
Well, we're so divided. You know, if you want to say 50-50, whatever number you want to use, I guess you could be right either way. But nonetheless, I mean, we are a divided nation. And, you know, after this recent midterm election, we're socialist and, you know, Muslims. I don't know how they're going to take the oath of office. I mean, do they take the oath of office? I think in some cases they've taken it with in the presence of the Quran, which is in direct conflict to the Christian values that we hold to. So that seems, you know, quite a contradiction in and of itself.
Yeah, I know that there are lots of Republicans who are sort of pining for a more civil debate. I do too. I mean, I would like to see a return to civility. But I'm afraid that we're in a little bit of a Lincoln moment where Lincoln realized the way to unify the country was not actually to meet the bad guys, quote, halfway, but rather to stiffen the spine of the Republican Party, not to put up with lawlessness, not to tolerate the kind of brutality that has become politics, but ultimately to stop it ideally through sensible laws, well enforced, but to stop it nevertheless.
In a recent commentary to that point, Dinesh, I had said that we can be thankful for Donald Trump because he's helping some conservatives rediscover their spine, to your point.
No question about it. And the proof of this was in the Kavanaugh hearings. It wasn't just from people like Ted Cruz, but look at Lindsey Graham. Look at Susan Collins. Yes. These are people who normally were sort of on the wavering side and yet came out guns blazing because, in a sense, it wasn't just because of Trump. It was also because they saw the kind of attempted political assassination that was going on in front of their eyes. And at some point, decent people have to say enough.
You got to call it for what it is. Dinesh D'Souza has been our guest. His DVD, Death of a Nation, now available all the usual places. It'll be linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Dinesh, as always, great to have you with us. Congratulations. Keep up the great work. And whatever we can do to come alongside and support your efforts, know that we're there with you, okay?
Thank you very much.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's the day after Christmas, the biggest returns day retailers will face of the entire year, but those U.S. retailers are enjoying their best holiday sales in years. The early data showing that sales shot up at their strongest pace in at least 6 years. MasterCard reporting consumers spent more than $850 billion this holiday season. The El Paso sector of U.S. Customs and Border Protection now ordering an immediate medical assessment of the approximately 700 kids in its custody. Reports are the action comes after a second child from Guatemala died while under its protection. The 8-year-old was checked out of a hospital after being diagnosed as having a cold, but he died a short time later. A 7-year-old girl died while in Border Patrol custody a few weeks ago. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
I want to live this life unsafe, unsure, but not afraid.
Bill Martinez.
And independent, just the way you like to hear us, ladies and gentlemen. This is Bill Martinez, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bruce Thatcher joins us. He is the founder and proprietor of History Speaks. What a legacy History Speaks has, and what they do, and what the team does on behalf of we the people to make sure that we are learning from history. I mean, this is what historians teach us. And Bruce, I got to imagine as a historian, this is so frustrating for you. It is for me. I don't consider myself at the level of being a historian. Certainly, I have a high interest in history. You are so passionate about it. I mean, you will probably, you probably have forgotten more history than I could ever learn. And I am so grateful to have you on the show. My point is this has to be frustrating for you when you see our casual approach to history, especially in this time and age. I mean, we are really setting ourselves up to a lot of problems down the road here in River City.
We could avoid them, too, or at least we could mitigate an awful lot of them if we would pay serious attention to some of the lessons that history teaches us. We have this current border crisis that we have is an example.
mm-hmm. of that kind of a problem. We have, and I refer to it as, well, another crisis at the border, another crisis with immigration. And, of course, we're going to have another crisis. And once this thing gets resolved, give it another month or 2 months, and there'll be another crisis because we refuse to deal with the problem in manners that history has taught us will give us a successful immigration policy.
Well, part of the problem that we're dealing with, Bruce, and you and I have discussed this many times, is that we don't even know the truth of the matter. I mean, we've got all these hidden components to why this immigration issue continues to be a crisis. And, you know, the media is not doing us any favors by exposing what the left is doing or even what the right is doing. You know, all I hear is, well, you know, both sides are doing it. Well, I don't want to hear about both sides are doing it. Either let's lay it out. Let's get the facts out here straight and figure out where we made the wrong turn. I mean, the Bracero program at one time was very effective. And, you know, ever since we compromised that, that's added to the complication. What has happened in the most recent decades when it comes to immigration has just, you know, made a mess of things. And now we're to the point where, you know, the talking points from the Republican side was, well, of course, this benefits Democrats because it gives them new voters. And we see what happened in the 2018 elections, how the whole voting, you know, situation has been hijacked by Democrats. And I call it for what it is. I mean, I think it was quite interesting, and you got to start putting two and two together here, is that, you know, all the lost ballots and ballots that were found in trunks of cars, of rental cars and that sort of thing, were, you know, predominantly Democratic ballots. I mean, doesn't that bring any suspicion to bear on the whole process? So, you know, this is part and parcel of the problem. It's very complex, has been allowed to be complex, because the more complex it is, you know, the more worn out we become. And then what's going to happen, like previously, speaking of history, is then we'll look to the Democrats to fix the problem that they created.
Always let the fox take care of the chickens.
Somehow it makes sense in our American way of life. We're knuckleheads.
Yeah. It's taking care of the real problems, of course, is tough, really
yes.
tough. And as a result, we tend to, by we, I guess I mean our Congress people, mm-hmm. our elected representatives, tend to take the easiest thing that will give them sound bites for the future election and getting re-election. They don't want to deal with the tough problems, but there is one group of people for whom it is not above their pay grade. That's what we're paying them to do.
Right.
And they won't do it.
But then they get upset. But then they get upset, Bruce, when a guy like Donald Trump, who's a businessman, comes in and goes, enough of this problem. Let's get this thing squared away. He goes head to head with the problem. He offers up solutions. And then, you know, Nancy Pelosi and Schumer are, you know, in the fetal position back in the corner. Some of the Republicans within the establishment going, well, this is not the way we play the game here. Well, no, the way you play the game is how you messed up the game. We're trying to, you know, square this thing away for the good of both sides of the border, for the people who want to come into this country, the people, the citizens who were here. And, oh, yeah, last time I checked, yeah, my number one job as president of the United States is national security.
Yep, national security and enforcing the laws. And enforcing the laws is one of the ways to really stir up the establishment people, because they don't want the laws enforced. Except that part of them that they happen to like at the time. And you can look at politicians on this issue, and Chuck Schumer is an example, and listen to what they said 5, 6, 8, 10 years ago, and you run it against what they're saying today, and it's exactly the opposite, because
right.
What they're wanting is they're wanting to support a personal agenda or a party agenda, not a U.S. agenda.
Exactly.
And
They're not about to go along and give Donald Trump, the Republicans, any kind of credit whatsoever, which is, you know, maybe one of the things that we can appreciate from the passing of the 41st president of the United States And one of the qualities that stuck out that you hear repeatedly about George H.W. Bush was that he wasn't one to really, you know, claim credit on things. That's what leadership is all about. Ronald Reagan was the same way. When you look back at the great leaders of our country, they were the ones that were willing to, you know, elevate the other person. And in the process of doing so, I mean, look at Bill Clinton, for example. Without Newt Gingrich, Bill Clinton's administration, his presidency, his legacy is down the toilet.
There isn't any.
Yeah.
Ronald Reagan who said, you can get all kinds of things done if you don't care who gets the credit.
Exactly.
And now it seems to be all about what's going to help me win the next election. It's just really agonizing. This immigration crisis, which the current immigration crisis and the caravans was introduced to the American public by the press, in time to hurt the Republican chances in the election. Mm-hmm. And the big, you know, we announced and we got and we saw huge caravans, 5,000, 6,000, 8,000 people moving toward the United States to force their way in and get asylum. And how did this happen? We've been having caravans coming from the border for years, mm-hmm. but they tend to be 100 people or
right.
50 people.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden we have one of 5,000, 6,000, 8,000 people.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't spontaneous. It didn't happen overnight. But as soon as the election was over, it dropped from the news.
Yes.
Was of no interest anymore until they got here.
Mm-hmm.
And then it suddenly is an interest again because there's nice photo ops, there's humanitarian shots, there's staged pictures, there's all kinds of things to show how bad the Trump administration is because they won't just let them in.
Mm. This is what's messing them up. See, Republicans in the past would have folded already, not Donald Trump. And of course, they were saying, Bruce, not that long ago, this was all Donald Trump's doing. He had orchestrated this in order to offset the projected losses, you know, that Republicans were going to take. I mean, what a joke. And when they found out that that didn't, you know, get any kind of traction, well, then they kind of sat back for a little bit. And now here they are, you know, trying to exercise, as you say, these photo ops and things again to make Donald Trump look bad. But what they're doing is perpetuating the very problem that they have been accommodating all these years.
What Donald Trump has done is, and first, his positions were made clear when he was running for president.
Right. We got about 10 seconds here, Bruce. Okay. Go ahead.
And what he's done is he simply has said, okay, this is what you elected me for, and this is what I'm going to do.
All right. Well, we're going to pick it up from there when we come back. Here at Bill Martinez Live, we're excited to share the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting BillMartinezLive.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products simply help your body perform and look better. Like millions of others, I know you'll feel the difference. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to BillMartinezLive.com for all the details. Start to live, Phil, and be young again.
Dan Perkins here for Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans, Tip of the Day. Songs and Stories is now 4 years old. We have relationships with over 110 organizations helping veterans. We have given away over 16,000 MP3 players helping vets deal with PTSD, sleep deprivation, and suicide prevention. Our website is songsandstoriesforsoldiers.us. Your tip of the day is to think about others in need in this time of year. Merry Christmas from all of us at Songs and Stories for Soldiers.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information. Information Kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. That's 800-596-2154.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
You will never run away, you're forever mine. You will never run away, you're by my side.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
You will never run.
Fresh and independent, that's the way you like us. This is Bill Martinez, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. A conversation with Bruce Thatcher, founder of History Speaks Today, continues. History Speaks Today is a project dedicated to sharing elemental truths, learn from accomplishments and failures of those in our past to help us avoid making the same mistakes again and again. That is a bit logical, isn't it? I mean, it does make sense. You know, why do we want to not take advantage of the history that we've experienced? I mean, after all, we've got blood, treasure, all of that invested in it, and I think it is such a waste to when we let that go by the wayside, and this is why we're so grateful to have Bruce on the show. Bruce, before we get back and pick up the discussion that we had, I did wanted to get your comment on this. I thought it was quite interesting over the weekend. You know, we heard from, you know, Dick Cheney, Jim Baker, others within the administration of George Herbert Walker Bush, our 44th president of the United States. But I thought something that was clearly missing was the voice of Dan Quayle. You know, it's like, well, what did Dan Quayle do? Did he, you know, did he upset the Bush family or something? I don't know. I mean, I've always just appreciated, I thought, what Dan Quayle brought to the ticket. And also how he served as vice president. I would say that he did write an article about his experiences with the president. He says, after the inauguration on January the 20th, 1989, George Bush and I walked over to the east front of the Capitol to say goodbye to Ronald Reagan. A few moments later, as we watched the helicopter carry off the 40th president, I heard the 41st say quietly, "There goes a man who was very good to me." This was the end of Bush's eight-year partnership with Reagan and the beginning of his partnership with me. And though ours would last for just one term, it could hardly have been more collegial, uncomplicated, or free of tension. We were friends who quickly became close friends. We remained so through all the years since right up until his passing. Vice presidents don't always stay on the best of terms with the presidents they serve. What starts out as a partly a political calculation. The selection of a running mate is by no means certain to mature into warm friendship. In our case, Vice President Quayle writes, what made all the difference was a few choices we made early and the character of Bush himself. I thought it's important to hear from Dan Quayle. What do you say?
Well, Dan Quayle is one of maybe one of the last few decades' most underrated politicians or political figures. He picked up from the press a couple of almost cruel caricatures from things that had nothing to do with his beliefs or policies. But he, in writings like this and in speeches and things that have occurred since then, he was a very insightful person. Mm. And what's coming out maybe more now than I understood at the time is how close he was with his president.
Yes.
And as he says, that often has not been the case with vice presidents who were picked for their political appeal in a campaign and then shoved off in the closet until after the next campaign.
Yeah, exactly. Well, he went on to say, he says, it helped that the president was also my predecessor as vice president. To your point, he knew the job and its potential hazard, staff rivalries, unaligned agendas, the usual guessing game about the number two man's further ambitions. Bush had figured out how to steer clear of those troubles and also how to make the most of a position with little executive authority. No one in the Reagan administration had more international experience than Vice President Bush. He knew the world and most of the major players personally. He put all his strengths in the service of the Reagan agenda. I will say this, Bruce, we've said often about, the whole presidential process. We end up electing people in such a way that it's one of the biggest on-the-job training positions on the planet. And when you think about it, it's not like somebody goes and, goes to Harvard or Columbia or whatever to learn how to be president. It's, by popularity, by persuasion, you find yourself in the Oval Office. But I think when you look back at the story and the history of the 41st president, he was very qualified, with his background. I mean, what led up to it? His experiences, there were so wide and broad that it really, in terms of experience, made him well qualified to be, the president of the United States.
As compared to some present day examples, it's almost blinding the breadth of experience he had in serving his country in the military and in business and in entrepreneurial kinds of business. He understood. Mm. He understood and working from the ground up, he understood a big chunk of the American people, which arguably current politicians often do not.
And Bruce, I'm glad you brought up the business background because we look to Donald Trump's business acumen, but we forget the business acumen and the upbringing that H.W. had experienced as an oil man. I mean, he understood and worked it, and as you said, from the ground up. It wasn't like all of a sudden he found himself at the top of the heap in the oil profession and industry. He worked his way up, from the bottom.
And there are parallels to Trump, and they're not. Now, Bush had all kinds of, by the time he got on the national stage, he had all kinds of political experience and insight from the activities that he'd had around the world in assignments. Right. And Trump didn't have those, but Trump certainly had the business experience, the experience with the common American, the working horny-handed, hands-on experience that most modern-day politicians seem not to have any comprehensive of. Mm-hmm. And Bush, presidency is learning on the job, no question about it. Some have to learn more than others. And Trump had some rough times in the beginnings because he's learning on the job. Mm-hmm. But I'd say he's past the learning phase. I'd say he's probably pretty aware of where the things lie now. Mm-hmm. and
The other thing that's greatly underestimated, because, you know, they want to caricature him, Saturday Night Live, progressives, the Democrats, everybody that absolutely hates, you know, Donald Trump, is they want us to believe the guy's an idiot. I mean, the guy's a smart guy. I mean, you cannot underestimate his intelligence. I mean, here the guy takes, you know, he takes out 17, I believe, very qualified Republican candidates from all, you know, parts of the Republican Party. He takes them on, and he's the last man standing. And look at his business acumen, what he has done successfully, and what he has done so far in less than 2 years. I don't know another president, including Ronald Reagan, that has moved so rapidly as Donald Trump. And he couldn't do it. He couldn't possibly have been able to affect this if he was a total knucklehead, could he?
No, of course not. And the Saturday Night Live crowd, the Hollywood crowd, and look who they support and want as their political picks. But they, if you can notice, and the thought occurred to me, you notice that they and the press never underestimates a Democrat candidate.
Right.
But all the Republican, or maybe not all, but often it is the Republican candidates who suddenly turn out to be idiots in the criterion used by the elitists, and I'm going to call them elitists, mm-hmm. in the political spectrum.
Well, you know, Bruce, we've got to continue this conversation, but we've only got a couple of minutes left, and I want to allow that time for the Refugee Act of 1980. I mean, we're almost 40 years down the road here, and I think what's coming to the head here, again, what has gotten lost in history and time is the understanding of, you know, what the Refugee Act of 1980 was about and in granting asylum. Let's give a quick lesson here to everybody so we can bring them up to speed a bit.
Yeah, the Refugee Act of 1980 granted asylum under the terms of the United Nations, of acts in the United Nations that we signed on to. And essentially, it refers to aliens whose life or freedom would be threatened on account of just these criteria: race, religion, nationality, membership in a particular social group or political opinion. And there's the categories. There's just nothing there says about poverty. Nothing there says about crime. It says these particular five criteria. And we're trying to expand it to make asylum a right of anybody who feels that they don't like what's going on in their country, and surely there are billions of people who feel that way,
right?
And want to come to the United States. The Refugee Act of 1980 and some of its amendments are just incredibly specific under the law as to what you can do, and you can't just let them in, which is the option that a lot of people seem to want. Because that's easy, but responding in that way won't end the problem. It just means the problem will get bigger.
Exactly.
And some of the other criteria, I mean, there are other things we could do, and the things that will last longer than the 2 weeks of the current crisis are tough. Mm. And we talked earlier about tough and how hard that is. One of the things about Trump is he's willing to take on the tough things.
Mm. Well, as John F. Kennedy says, we do it not because, you know, because it's hard. It's because it's hard that we do it. And that's what lies before us right now. So, right? So that's the challenge and the opportunity. Bruce Thatcher from History Speaks on Bill Martinez Live. Bruce, always a pleasure. Thank you so much for being with us.
Oh, it's a pleasure.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com. Announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Do the letters...